The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guide to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Southern Ontario, where we're broadcasting from. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being here. If you can hear me, it's not a coincidence. You're coming home. We're raising you up to a higher level of consciousness for you to realize that you are limitless and you could live the life that you want to live. The changes is within you. All the change that is possible is in the toolbox that you carry, the body. Within yourself, you can make that change and raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness. We're broadcasting this just for you to know that, for you to be aware, for you to wake up. Wake up to the higher self and know that you're not restricted. Though we may be by the body, we're not restricted by the mind. We are all that there is. Everything that exists within us. All the great things that we will accomplish is the thoughts that we've put in our minds, and equally what you may not accomplish. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to The Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio. I want to thank all my old-time listeners and all my new listeners. Welcome, everyone, and welcome home. Beautiful Sunday, like I said, and today we're going to touch on a couple of things I want to talk about, because we often wonder why, and I've heard this many times from your questions, bad things will happen to good people. Or vice versa. Now, we understand that everything that comes to us is a thought that we've sent out, and it's coming back. And I said it last week on our show, like a boomerang, whatever you throw out there, it's coming back at you. And be mindful of what you're putting out there, because when that boomerang returns, you want to be mindful of what is coming back to you. So let it be good that you put out there. I am saying all that simply because when we meet people who doesn't do what we do or line up the way we think they're supposed to line up or act, we tend to want to make changes for them. We tend to want to alter their lives and bring them into our existence so they can see life through our eyes. Well, that can't be the case. Because their purpose is different than yours. Their path is different than yours. They may simply be there to teach you or to guide you or to tell you what not to do. Their action is teaching you all that you need to know. So if somebody isn't acting right, you need to ask yourself, how do you know that? Because you're using your judgment on them. you are thinking they're not acting the way you're acting, and they're supposed to act the way you are, but that's not the case. Everybody has their own journey. Everybody has their own path. Just because you see it different doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong. It simply means that you're seeing it from a different view. And if you truly want to see it from their perspective, you may have to walk around in their shoes, if that's possible. Because we don't understand the thoughts or signals that they're getting or what they've put out. If you see someone in a bad situation, we're saying it's bad, but they might want to be there. And I think they want to be there because they're still there. We don't have the right to get them to change. So, having said all that, we do a lot of things and we play a lot of roles. We wear a lot of hats. We put on the role to play dad or mom or boss or employee or friend or neighbor. We're always acting or doing things for others. And I do know the cap that you wear to play father is going to be the one you wear, a different one that you wear when you're playing the boss or the employee or the bus driver. But you're always doing something different and you're acting different for others or different situations. What do you do for you? Because to some, you're a son or a daughter or a mom or a dad. You're that to them. Who are you to you? What do you do for you? What do you consider your time? Or are you just resting up and getting that beautiful sleep so you could go out and perform for others? Like we all do. We have to wake up early in the morning and make breakfast or drive kids to some game or sporting events or go to work. So you're doing all these things for other people. What are you doing for you? Or do you feel that your purpose here is to provide or to help each other? And that's it. You're not supposed to be happy, or you're not supposed to do for you. We're only here to do for others. Like the mangoes on the tree doesn't benefit the tree, but everybody else around it will love them. Some people. Is the tree just here to produce, and are we the same? And it's just a question I wanted to throw out there. And to be mindful that you need to find some time to do stuff for you. You need to do something for you. And everything that you do cannot be for the satisfaction of others or the benefit of others. There's got to be something that you do for you. I challenge you to find that. What is it that you do for you? Find that. And in doing that, you connect yourself to your spiritual existence. You connect yourself to your higher self. This will teach you your purpose. Once you understand your purpose, you will know who you are. When you know who you are, it's easier to do things for you. But it starts out by you connecting yourself to the higher existence. Be mindful that you need to do things for you. And it may be a step that you're going to take to get there, to find out. Because the first thing is you need to know who you are. What is it that you like? What is it that you enjoy doing? And it's not for others. It's for you. Did you ever just get up and go learn a language and keep it to yourself because it is for you? Or play an instrument because it's for you? Or do that dance or learn to dance because it's for you? Be mindful that you have to pat yourself on the back every step of the way. You need to do stuff for you. And when you encounter others who aren't doing things that you're supposed to do, that's only your judgment, because you don't know that for sure. But you need to do something for you. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for joining the show. Today we're going to talk about a few different things, and that was one of them. Is there something I want to throw at you for you to be mindful that you are the most important person? And without you, of course, everything around you won't exist. So you need to step it up and be the best you that you can be. So now we're going to say about those who are who they are and why they have no desire to change. There's a story of a snake that was run over by a lawnmower, and this person found the snake and nurtured it back to life, patched it, fed it, took care of it, gave it all it needed, and eventually it got better. And then the snake bit the person that was the caregiver, and the person responded by saying, after all that I've done for you, all the things that I have done, you turned around and you bite me. Well, the snake only had a little few words to say, which was, when you met me, you knew I was a snake. And that's what snakes do. When you meet somebody and they show you their true color, are we supposed to reach out and offer sympathy? Or are we just trying to change them to be more like us? Are we supposed to accept them for who they are and be mindful of their sting or bite and stay clear of it? Are we supposed to try to change it? Are we supposed to be helping people? And in doing so, are we helping them to be more like us? Are we supposed to just live as an entity? Though we're all one, and we share this planet as one, are we supposed to allow everybody to act the way they're acting? Or do we see it as wrong? Do we know for sure that it's wrong? Are we supposed to extend our hands out to someone and offer them help? Because everybody out there can tell a story of helping someone and they got burned in the end. Everybody has that story. I was trying to be kind, I was trying to be nice, I was trying to be helpful, and this is what I got as a result of all that. How do you know you're trying to help? And were you supposed to? The question I'm asking, are we supposed to be helping those that we think is doing something wrong? Have we got any emails there, dear?
We do. Bill writes in and he says, good afternoon. I am a new listener listening from Washington, D.C. And that is from Bill. Welcome to the Barrington Show, Bill. Eric writes in and Eric says, if someone we know is not acting right, do we walk away, ask why, or try to help them? That's from Eric. Thank you, Eric. And lastly, Frank says, I love the snake story. Wow, is that so true in human form? And that's from Frank. And folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show. Give us a shout right now via an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Thank you for that. Okay, Frank, the snake story, I've heard that for many, many, many years. I think I was a teenager the first time I heard that story. So it's been around, and it's absolutely true for us, for human beings, because every time we try to help somebody, we get that venom. Sometimes. And, you know, you seem as if they're not appreciating it. But what I was saying earlier is, are we helping them? Are we just trying to conform them into living the lifestyle that we're living? But the snake story just tells you that a snake is a snake, and that's what it is. It is what it is. The situation that they're in, it is what it is, and it's their reality. When we step across the board and try to correct it, are we doing the right thing? Are we supposed to, you know, go through the forest, for example, and kill all the poison ivies? I don't know if that's the case, because they're there for a purpose. So we may not enjoy it. And if you put it beside the rose, well, we'll some people will pick the rose, but the poison ivy is there for a reason, and it's at its own purpose. So if we're the same, if we're doing this comparison to plants, and you know, the person, the poison ivy isn't behaving like the rose is behaving, well, is it supposed to? The snake story simply says things are what they are, and it is the way it is, and we should just maybe not go out there, you know, roll around in the poison ivy or get ourselves close to that, because we know what's going to happen. Are we supposed to help or just let it be? You can move away. You can change your environment. You can change the people around you. You can ex-nay that poison ivy from your garden, for example. But it is there for a reason. So I think the bad behavior that we see in other people, we don't truly understand it in some cases. And you have a lot of the doctors are going through and said, well, try this and change that and do this. And I agree to that, to some of it, to some extent. But if this person is being who they are, who are we to change it? If that plant is just was provided to this place, like everything else, well, you have to assume the behavior was as well, because it's real and it's here. We do have the poison ivy, we do have the rose, and they both exist. I know they both serve a purpose. And we can't assume that the rose is any better than the poison ivy. It's preference. The snake says, it is what it is. We need to accept things for things the way they are. If you're not hurting anybody and you're not taking advantage of anybody, or you're not trying to stop or block people, well, if you are doing all that, then you are that poison ivy. However, what's your purpose, and what is it that's wrong with you that you feel you need to do that? And from the other side, maybe your action towards doing all that stuff is probably teaching those that you're trying to hold back and oppress us to be stronger. I'm not sure. But they both exist. The snake says it is what it is. And that's reality. That's our reality. Bill, thank you for joining the Barrington Show. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you tuning in. If this is your first show, I hope you enjoy it. We talk about spirituality. We try to raise your level of awareness. We try to bring you to a higher level of consciousness for you to wake up, not assuming that you're not. You're here and you can hear the show. Therefore, you were led here, and I don't feel that it was a coincidence. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thanks to everybody who's a part of the show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. Bill, welcome, buddy. Welcome home. Thank you. Eric, I think I did answer part of that question you asked about, are we supposed to walk away? Are we supposed to leave it alone? I don't have a definite answer to walk away, because it's hard for us to see somebody who's in need, for some people to see somebody who we think is in need of something and help them out. We talked a while back when somebody's on the street asking you for money, do you give it to them? Because they may need it. However, a lot of us believe that they're using it for something else, as opposed to the food that they're preaching they need to get, or the you know, something to drink or whatever. But we see them in that situation, and the hardest thing to do, first of all, is to determine whether or not they're legit, or they're just full of something that sounds like legit, you know. So are we supposed to walk away? That's what makes it tricky. My theory is, if I do reach out and give something to somebody who's asking, for example, somebody on the street who might be in a lesser position, may ask me for money. And if I have it, I will give it to them. And the minute it releases from my hand to that person's hand, it's gone. And I don't think about it anymore, because my intent towards it was good. I hope you're going to buy food or take care of your family or do something productive. I'm not trying to help you buy more substance, if that's the case, nor am I suggesting that the case. I'm simply saying, the minute I release it to that person, it's out of my hands, and my intention towards it was very good. And I walk away. I walk away. I did my part and I walk away. Are we supposed to walk away? That's the hardest question, because a lot of it goes to your own morals. How do you feel about this situation? Can I help? Well, are you helping? If I were stuck on substance and you're giving me money to buy more, are you helping? If I had a drug problem and all I needed was a couple of dollars from you to go out and get some more drugs, are you helping? I think in your mind, you feel you're doing a wonderful thing because this person or those people are going to use it to do something productive. We never know. We never know. Are you helping? The question you're asking me, do you walk away? Well, it all comes down to you and the individual. And some days I do just turn around and walk away and realize it is what it is. And it has nothing to do with me. And I move on. But without being hypocritical, there are those days when I do see that person out there asking, and I do try to help. And I would give something that I can do. Most often, if I've got the time, I say, sure, let me go buy you that food. And, you know, right away, they'll say, oh, I'm not right now. I need it later. Well, there's your answer. The initial thought was I need some food, and then you offer it and they say, not now, later. Well, you've got the answer there. Are we supposed to walk away? It comes down to you. And I challenge everybody to take a good look at the situation and ask yourself this, are you helping? Because in doing that and constantly giving to that person, you're allowing them to stay in that situation that you don't see as a good situation. You're paying them to stay there. Are you helping? We all want to go out and feed the pigeons and feed the birds. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. People go to the park all the time, but aren't we taking away their creativity or their own abilities to find their own food? And this is what we're not suggesting people are pigeons, but I'm saying that when you're paying them to stay there, you're helping them down. You're helping them down. And I say this a lot to a lot of the people. You see, one of the reasons why I can't go to a strip joint, for example, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, is because I don't think the people that's on the stage doing the performance is feeling all that great about themselves. This is me. So I'm not going in there to support the organization because I will be helping them further down. That's my take. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for the show. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thanks to all the new listeners. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I haven't said much about COVID today. Things are getting better, and I'm still hearing a lot of negativity for those who refuse and swear that they'll never get this vaccine because it's evil and it's doing all these things. And of course, I'm hearing all the great things from other people saying, yes, life is changing. It's getting better, a little bit more free. For the first time in 2 years, I'm able to look into a vacation where I could get on an airplane and fly somewhere and say, oh, I am free for the first time. So this is a positive thing. And it does a lot for the psyche as well, right? Because we're not trapped anymore, as trapped. And we're slowly starting to open doors here in Ontario. We're going into different phases, and you know, things are working in a positive manner on a global scale, actually. And people are just generally happier. So I suppose this is passing, and we hope we never have to go there again. For those who are saying still they refuse to get the vaccine, I personally feel somewhere along the line, we won't have much of a choice. Somewhere along the line, we won't have much of a choice. So why resist now, knowing full well that inevitably you will have to comply? I'm not telling you to change your mind. I'm simply saying just look at it from the big part that if the world is doing it, we may not have the choice of not doing it. And I've heard the arguments many times, you know, and, you know, I don't know that they're going to hold you and put you behind bars if you refuse to do it. But if they restrict you from doing all the things that you may enjoy doing, aren't you putting yourself behind those bars? Thank God it's passing. We're happy. Thank Allah or the great ones or whoever it is that you see you celebrate. It's passing. We're having a good time. And freedom seems to be coming back to us, and socially we're getting along better and we're moving, and everybody that I see is just glad to be out there getting their life back on track. So that's what I had to say about COVID, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, but this is what I believe, that if you're not doing it now, you'll have to do it later. What is it that you're delaying? That's what I have to say. Thank you very much for being a part of our show. So today we're talking about when we see something that we see as bad, and we had an email about it recently. When we see something that we see as bad, are we supposed to walk away from it? Are we supposed to, how are we supposed to address it? So in a nutshell, I would like to say, well, how do you know it's bad? Do you know for sure that it's bad, and can you prove it? And do you know the person's path? And that, because that's not possible for you to know somebody else's path, because it isn't, you know, the message goes directly to them. The connection to their spiritual guide deliver their message directly to them, not to you. And it's not public records, believe it or not, but that message is for that one person, for that person's purpose. And because we don't know what that purpose is, then we might be wrong in thinking that they're not doing what's right, that we may label it as bad simply because it's different than what we do. In doing that, we try to connect ourselves to what we call good company, that the people that are around you, that surrounds you, are like-minded people and believe what you believe and will act the way you act. And you're in this unit. All the souls that resides within your family and your circle, they're all traveled together. And more than likely, they all have the same in common. And the intent for them to move in a unit is simply because we have the same ideas. You're not going to know somebody ever until you know their ideas. And if you're not around them long enough, or if they don't know who they are, they cannot tell you the idea. So the thing that you want to do, if you really want to find out somebody, find out what their ideas are. What is it that you plan, or where you're going, or what do you want to do? Give me an idea. And when you get that person's idea, then it's clear to make judgment, then we could say it's bad or good. Before that, no, we're just assuming, or we're just being selfish because we're inviting them to think or see things the way we see it. And that could be very wrong for them. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier about, do you walk away? Well, just be mindful that everybody who's in your social circle, family members alike, they're there to teach you something. Step back, take a good look at the picture, and try to get the lesson that's being taught, because that's why that person is in your presence. They're showing you something. Connect yourself to your spirituality. Learn your purpose. Let others tell you theirs, and don't assume one for them or an identity for them. Learn who you are. And in doing so, part of it will be that you will learn never to cast judgment on another man. Because if you're not in their shoes, and if you want to be, you could borrow them and walk around for a little bit, but you might not enjoy it because they don't belong to you. And it doesn't fit the way yours would. So find your own purpose. Connect to yourself, connect to your spirituality, connect to everything that makes you you. Are you supposed to walk away? That's a hard one. But if you think your action is going to be harmful to that person, would you still want to apply it? You still want to submit to it? You still want to help if you know that help is a bad thing? Are you supposed to walk away? I don't know. It comes down to you. So what I do know is if you've been doing something, the same thing for the longest time, you're conditioned to it. It is now a part of your everyday life. It's now a part of everything you do. And you may not see it as bad. And that's why you continue to do it. Even though everybody around you, society, the law is screaming at you, this is wrong. You may not see it that way simply because you've been doing it for so long. It has become you. Take a look around you. You've been doing this thing for so long. It has become you. I say on the show a lot, if it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. And if you're doing it and it's wrong, stop doing it. What if you don't know that it's wrong? Because others are saying it's wrong, you're interpreting this that they're wrong, then you're at a stalemate. But if you're doing it and you don't know that it's wrong, if you're curious as to whether or not, step back and see the impact that it's having on other people. How is my action making that person react or feel? Or what making them what they do? Look at it from that angle, if possible. How is what I'm doing impacting other people, other lives, situation, co-workers, spouse? Step back and see how your action. Then it could give you a clear view of whether or not the person or people who are affected by your action sees it as is wrong or right. But you need to look at it from both sides, if possible. Not suggesting what you're doing is wrong, or suggesting it's not, you're not following your path or acting according to your purpose. But if you are generally curious as to others who are around you, take a look by your action. Take a look at your action and see those who are around you and see how your actions impact them. And you might get a good feel as to whether or not you're doing it right. But you want to see how your action is making other people feel or act or behave. That way, if you're doing it and you know it's wrong, and I've always said, if you know it's wrong, stop doing it. If you've been doing it for a very long time, whatever it may be, could it be taken from others, taking advantage of others, telling lies all the time, all these things? You've been doing it for so long, it has become a part of you. And others, you will always say, they don't get it. Well, they don't get it because they're not on that same track. They're running parallel like you, like train tracks. We're never going to cross. We see each other, but we're not going to cross anywhere. Ever. But if you really want to know if it's wrong, see how it's how the people around you are reacting. If there's nobody around you, there's a clue, red flag. If the friends aren't around you, family members aren't around you, nobody wants to come and visit you or hang out with you, hey, the flag is waving. Just pay attention to it. How is it that how does your action hit other people? Have we got anything else there, Gary?
We do. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. Send us an email right now with your thoughts, comments, questions for Barrington. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Tina wrote in and she says, "You're so right regarding this vaccine. I listen to a lot of talk radio and read a lot. Here's the problem. If you're pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine, eventually, most likely, you will have to get it anyhow because it will affect what the world thinks about travel. So you might as well bite the bullet and get it now." That's from Tina. Thank you very much. Wallace says, "Just tuned in, did not know if you already gave the information about where we can get your book." That's from Wallace. Thank you, Wallace. Sarah writes in, "Another new listener here, Barrington." Sarah says, "Hello, I am a brand new listener from Honolulu, Hawaii. I am enjoying the show very, very much." And thank you, Sarah. And let me just check one more time here. And Roxy writes in. She says, "If we know we're doing something wrong, like you say, and we stop doing it, do we need to talk to anyone about forgiveness?" And that's from Roxy. And back to you.
Okay. Well, that's a very good question. Forgiveness. And who are you going to... okay, so you've heard Roxy's question. And if you notice that you're doing something wrong, or you've come to a conclusion that you're doing something wrong, Roxy, the easiest thing is to let it go. Did you do any harm? You may want to go out and apologize to those that you may have a direct impact on. But if you are consciously making that effort to change the way about you, you've done enough. Let it go. Let it go. You don't always have to apologize for your actions, because you're not mindful sometimes of what you're doing. But if those around you want an apology, then by all means. The easiest things for you to do, though, is you have to let it all go. It's baggage, it's luggage. It's an anchor that you're carrying around when you're going for a walk. You have to let it go. Just let it go. Don't carry that load with you. Letting it go. And that takes a lot of work to do, because you may feel the guilt of what you used to do. You may feel something within yourself that I did that, I caused that, probably this happened because of me, and all these things. But the thing is to let it go. That was yesterday, and there's nothing we could do to change anything from yesterday. And we could better tomorrow by what we're going to do today. We encourage everybody to live in the now and do your act. So if the intent, and you say, yeah, this is wrong, I'm going to stop doing it, it is done. Celebrate the fact that you made that decision. You're consciously aware of making that choice to make that change. Let the other one go, because it's not relevant anymore. You have moved on. There's no, I don't know the situation, but there's no societal debt, or there's no spiritual prison time or anything like that. And if you carry that with you, the load, the animosity, or whatever it is, you are putting yourself in that spiritual prison, if there's such a place. So you need to let it go. And this is it. Make the changes that is necessary that's going to benefit others. And if you're thinking about it, you're actually already doing it. This is it. Once it hits the thought process, it's now going to roll like that ball down the hill. And of course, the further and the faster, the longer it rolls, the faster it picks up and the better it becomes with the speed. So if you are thinking about it, you're well on your way. You're well on your way. We're trying to talk to those who haven't even given it a thought. It didn't cross their mind. Everybody else is wrong because, you know, their actions are different than the doer. So the idea is to let it go. And that's good that you've realized it. And I say to everybody, just take a good look at you. Look within, see your actions. How is it that you're helping or hindering other people from doing anything? And this could be for your children, for your spouse, for the parents, or anybody, or people, groups of people. But importantly, forgiveness is a must. And the forgiveness here is for you to forgive yourself. That is a must. Don't think about it. You have to let it go. Move in another direction, which is a positive thing, I hope, and make the best of it. I hope I answered that well for you. Sarah from Hawaii, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to our show. I would love to be there, but of course, we're still under a little bit of restrictions with traveling and stuff. But, you know, enjoy the life, enjoy the weather, enjoy the show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a new listener. Thank you for being out there and hearing what we're talking about. Thank you very much for that email. The book information, Wallace is asking, I'm not sure if I mentioned it today. It's Barrington Awaken Ascension Guide, Align Yourself to Your True Purpose by Barrington. It's available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. I am currently working on others. It's just taking some time. And of course, it's keeping me busy all the time, but I'm working on putting out some more books out there because I want you to get all this information. It's also all the information that we talk about on the show. It's also listed on our webpage at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Check it out there. The shows are all named. They're there. If you like it, download it. If you love it, take it with you. Catch my phrases from time to time and just live positive. All the information is there for you. And like I said, if you've missed a few of the shows or any of the shows, you could always go there and download them and listen to them on your walk or your podcast. Actually, don't listen to them on your walk. Clear your mind and walk noise-free. Listen to nature. However, whatever else you're doing and you're relaxing, you could listen to it and it'll be a good treat for you. The book, again, you could pick it up at Amazon.com. And it's align yourself to your true purpose. And wake up is what we're trying to do. Thank you very much for that. Tina, responded to what I was saying about the COVID and the vaccine. And you said it actually beautifully that, yeah, inevitably, we know, you know, what we're going to do. And we're thinking that if the rest of the majority of the world or people everywhere is doing it, it's on your part of responsibility to play that role. And it sounds unfair to say that for those who are dead set against it. But if we are moving on this wave together, everybody has to be together. And a lot of people are still saying they don't want. And I get that. I totally understand it. And I don't know why that is. And, you know, I've listened to a lot of the conspiracies on TV, YouTube, everywhere, and everybody has an opinion. I don't know that it's going to change anything for you to hold out, because this is moving forward. It is moving. It's going. This train is going. I don't know that you have the physical ability to stop it by yourself. You might just want to get on board. That's my two cents. We're going to go into meditation. We haven't talked about that for a long time. And we need to be able to bring our minds to a standstill place and get rid of the everyday chaos that we see, we hear, we feel, the stress that we live. You know, the everyday you get up and you go to work. And for us in the winter months up here, it's just brutal because you're always in the darkness. You know, we don't see the sun for months at times. Or for a long time, you see a little blink of it. If you work indoors, you get into your place of work before the sun comes up and you're coming back out after the sun's gone down, you know, so it's always there, but we're not always available to see it. And sometimes just the cloudy days will block it out. So you have to understand that this is our life. This is our life, and we have to make the best of it. We have to live it to the best of our abilities. And in doing so, we're fair to everybody. We're kind to everyone and kind to yourself. And I think if you turn that attention inwardly and you become that kind, super kind person, then you're doing a great justice for everybody who surrounds you. That's what we're trying to say. That's what we're trying to say. So we're going to talk about, and I did mention it, I went into it briefly for a second and I drifted off. Sorry about that. The meditation, it sort of stills the mind and, you know, all the chaos that we've talked about, missing out on everyday activity. You bring the mind to a very still place. And this is something you're going to do for you. You bring the mind to a very still place and you relax. I used to say start it out for about 3 minutes every single day, and maybe 6, 3 in the morning, or just as you wake up, earlier the better, on an empty stomach, and then you do it before you retire, whenever you do that. And we want to meditate, and it's our connective ways to connect to our spiritual guides, to all that there is, to everything else, everything that exists on this planet. It's our way to connect to it. Some will do it by praying. I tend to think that when you're meditating or you're praying, you're talking to the same source. Your method of doing it is pray, and others is meditating. For me, I feel fantastic after I do my meditation. You could probably say the same things after you've done your praying. However you connect to the higher source, by any method, we're still speaking the same language to the same source. I prefer, and I've been practicing, I've done both, and I've been practicing the meditation, and I have seen the results more rapid, let's say, through the meditation. Of course, it changes you, changes your mind, changes your body, changes everything about you, and you become connected, more connected to the spiritual world. Be mindful that you live in the physical world, so you know you still have to stay here and do what is required of you while you have the body, but at the same time, you could super tone the mind, tune the mind to become more spiritually aware. It's a guide. Your guides are there to guide you. So this is why we talk about meditation. This is how you get into it. I would say sit still and put both feet on the floor flat. Sit up straight if you can. You can meditate if you're laying down. All you need to do is to empty the mind and not allow a thought to come in. And if it does, and when it does, because it will, don't run along with it. Don't run along with it. Dismiss it and allow your mind to be thought free. And that's the entire practice. Allow the mind to be thought free. And that's going to be very, very, very hard to do, because another thought's going to come and another thought's going to come. When you're consciously aware of that thought that's coming to you, let it go. Don't swing on that vine. Just let it go. And go back to making your mind, keeping your mind still. Now you're meditating. Try this practice for 3 times a day. You will see the result. It'll make you happy. It's a method to get rid of your stress. It's the method to connect yourself to the spiritual existence, and it's going to teach you all that you need to know, including your purpose and who you are. Because once you tap into the source and you become a part of it, and you're doing it every single day, you become a part of it. You're now swinging and going at the same current as the wave that exists for all of us, and the torch that's been given us by Mother Nature for how we should live. You're now connected to the source. Instinctively connected. I say this all the time. When the deer sees the lion, the deer knows to run because it's instinctively connected. They're not going to play. They're not going to hang out. The deer is going to run because that is instinctively connected. We have the same ability and we are still instinctively connected to all that there is. We get our messages. It warns us from danger, tells us to avoid people, situations, foods. When you lose stuff, they'll tell you where it is. And all these things, I'm not making it up. This is just what happens. But you need to be connected. And the source, to get to that deep connection, the easiest method that I know of is through meditation. Practice it. Give it 3 minutes a day, 6 minutes a day, 3 in the morning, early in the morning as possible, because that's when you're at your best. And then you do it before you retire. And if that's all you're going to do for you, I think that's a lot. And you deserve to do that. Connect to your spirituality. Connect to the source. Connect to the guide. Go through your time and take meditation serious. Clear the space. Clear your room. Wherever you're going to meditate, set up your table, sit there and meditate. Don't allow the thoughts to come into your head. And when they do, you're not allowing them. They're just coming in because that's what happens. You didn't allow the rain to fall. So when it happens, you have to just let it go. Dismiss it. Don't dwell on it. Practice your meditation. It will guide you into the path that you need to be in to live the life that you deserve. Your birthright, the reason you've come here to be a part of a human planet. You have that right. Let's meditate. Let's practice it. Let's live that life. Let's reach the limit that we could reach. You can do that. The tools are all in your toolbox. You just have to learn how to use it. Your spiritual guide, when you're confused, the answers will be there. When you're afraid, and one of the things I noticed first was the fear of all things seemed to have disappeared, because you realize you're part of all things and you can understand it clearly. The fear will disappear. And you'll see much more things open up in your path, because a lot of what we do in everyday life is because we're afraid. We're afraid to die. We're afraid to lose. We're afraid of poverty. We're afraid of rejection. And this fear that carries us every step of our way. And of course, we're very insecure by everything based on the fears. Learn to build your confidence. Practice your meditation. Strengthen yourself. Hold your head up. And you realize that fear, you're going towards it and it'll disappear. It's a figment of your imagination anyway. The fear really pushes us into bad situations, make us stay in horrible situations, horrible jobs, relationships, homes, whatever. It's the fear. Let's learn to meditate. Tap into that and kick that fear's butt out of your life because it's not necessary. Connect yourself to your spiritual guide. Take care, live good life. Eat proper foods. Eat proper foods. Feed the body the way it's supposed to be fed. I have never seen one of the menus that's supposed to tell us how to eat to have this junk food on it. Well, a lot of junk food, but potato chips and all these things that we love so much. Yeah, it's not doing us any favors. So take care of the body. Drink a lot of water. Rest it properly. Rest your body properly because you have to nurture it. You've got to treat that body as if it's a brand new baby and only give it what it wants. No, what it needs. Sorry about that. What it needs. God knows we've always been giving it what it wants because we think it wants it. And then, of course, we pay for it later on. And if you're not willing to invest a couple of hours now per day to take care of that body, when you get older, you're going to have to triple the time just to keep it alive or to keep it moving. So now is the time to start. Do it now. Take care of it. And yeah, treat it like a little baby. Let me say it right this time. Treat it like a little baby and give it what it needs, which is good rest. Grooming, yeah, that's a necessity, and good health. And there you go. Now your machine is oiled up and it's running. It's well-tuned. It's going to carry you much, much further. Have we got anything over there, Gary?
We have two emails. Leonard writes in, and he, when you were talking about the vaccine, he says, yes, I'm an anti-vaxxer, but I am going to get my vaccine because I need to travel out of the country. And if we don't get it, they might not let you go. So that's from Leonard. Thank you for your thoughts, Leonard. Millie has a question here regarding meditation. She says, I'm a little confused. When we meditate, I thought we were not supposed to think of anything in particular, but some people meditate and pray to their God or to their guides. So what's the difference? Isn't meditation supposed to be clearing the mind and not talking or thinking of anyone? That's from Millie. Back to you.
Hey, Millie, thank you very much for that that email, and it's a big one. Meditation has got a really big umbrella. When you fall underneath it, people are walking on the road, they're meditating. People are driving on the road, they're meditating. People are sitting at the table, and they're meditating. And if you're praying to your God, you're meditating. All you're trying to do is to keep the focus on the entity that you're looking for. So yeah, you can meditate and be praying at the same time. Now, another form of meditation that we're familiar with, where you just make the mind empty and you're connecting to the space by not allowing the thoughts to come in, and then you're going to swing on them. You're going to run down that rabbit hole with the thought, oh, I got to get milk tonight. I got to, you know, just let it go. Just let it go. Keep that space empty. Keep the courtroom clean. So you're going to just go into that frame of mind and just allow it to be empty. Now, if you're in there and you want to pray, it's going to work. If you're in there and you want to cook, it's going to work. If you're in that state of mind, it's in there. It's going, whatever you're doing. So there's another method. There's a lot of other methods of meditating, and people do it while walking. Some will do it while swimming, though I've never tried. But the meditative state is just a condition that you create for the peace and tranquility that you're looking for. And it connects you to all that there is. It connects you to the existence of the absolute. It connects you to everything that's there. So the method of you asked a very specific question as to can we meditate and pray at the same time. You could break dance and meditate at the same time if you're physically able. But the point being is that, yeah, meditation is just a state of mind, and you want to get there and be mindful of what you're doing and be consciously aware. If you want to be, if I put my finger on that one, it's just to be consciously aware of the now. The whole process of emptying out the mind and settling it down and taking a break from the hustle and bustle of everything you'd think about throughout the day is just to take a mind break and allow yourself to be free of thoughts. Now, when there are no thoughts and you're open up for that 1 second, you're not thinking everything, you are connected to more connected. You're already connected. You're more exposed, or now you're more fully aware of all that there is. This good space for the spiritual guides to have that conversation with you, to give you the instructions that you seek, to take you there when you're in that space. This is why we encourage and we say to people all the time, we're raising to a higher level of consciousness simply because you'll get to that space where you can do all these phenomenal things, because now you're connected to the spiritual existence, to the part of the world that makes the universe, that makes you you. You are now linked into it. That ice cube that you are has just flung itself into the ocean, and you blend into all of it to free the mind and open up and to be clear. As you meditate, you're connecting to all that there is. And you could do that while you're doing everything. I just think it's a lot easier if you just sit still and take care of that one until you perfect it. At this stage of many years I've been meditating, yes, I can do it while I drive. I could do it while I'm watching a program, to believe it or believe that or not, or if I'm out for a walk or bike ride. But you need to practice the art. Now we're going to creep, and then we're going to walk, and eventually we start running. And this is why we encourage you. And by the way, when you get to that space and the ability to sit there and open up and connect to the universe in that second, for that hour, hour and a half, 2-3 hours, you don't want to come back and you lose track of time. But you have to practice the steps to get there. Yes, you can meditate and pray at the same time. Thank you very much for that. I hope I answered it properly. And Leonardo, you talked about the vaccine and you being an anti-vaxxer. I appreciate that. I can respect it. But you have made a very good statement there, that you have to do that to get what you want done. And it's a bad situation, but what choice do we have at this point? You want to travel, as do I and everybody else. Unfortunately, this is a step we've got to take, you know, to get there. Is it a trap? Is there, you know, that piece of cheese that's sitting there and there's a clasp that's going to hit you over the head? We don't know. No one knows. But it is right now, we're kind of hungry. So we got to do what we got to do. I don't know if that's right, but that's what's happening. Thank you, everybody, for listening to The Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you very much for joining us on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Wherever you are in the world, you're listening to us broadcast here from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Southern Ontario, I should say. We're outside of Toronto. And we're having a live show. We do this every Sunday. Please join us every Sunday if you can. Pass the word on. It's all about feel good. I'm available to talk to you guys anytime you want. Give us a line, give us a call, send us a message. And I am also available to do the public speaking that we've talked about in the past, because things are starting to open up. So we're going to take it another step a little further. Thank you for spending your Sunday afternoon with me. Be good, be kind, be happy. Live life, open your mind, connect yourself to the spiritual world, be a part of all that there is. No, acknowledge the fact that you are a part of all that there is, and you have a role that you're playing, and you want to get the best out of it. That's what you want to do. Eat the proper foods. I will say don't eat meat, but apparently I can't say that, but I could say you could be a vegetarian. And supposedly somebody thinks that's real different. However, eat the proper food, take care of your body, take care of yourself, love yourself, and try to eliminate the fear that's blocking you from wanting to make all the changes that you are required, or you are asking for. And if you don't know how to do it, just put it on your mind. And this is the agenda. Put it on the mind, write it down on the calendar, because the process has begun. Thank you very much. We'll talk soon. Enjoy your day.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.